Reese.
And a very tragic story indeed. We have Paula Dunbridge on the line. Good morning to you, Paula.
How are you?
Good, Paula. Now, you live down in Ayr. And yes. What's it like down there this morning? I imagine it's wet there as well.
Very rainy.
But soggy. Shame that wasn't happening on the 7th of July because your street,
right.
Two doors down from where you live, Paula, lives a family and their house and lives were pretty much gutted by a big fire.
Yes, it was terrible. This family, two adults and nine kids between them. Now, three of those children have disabilities and four of those children lost their mother 18 months ago to a car accident. And on Mother's Day of all days.
Wow.
Just
so it's absolutely dreadful, you know, and I was cuddling the children that night and to see the looks in their eyes, you know, because this lady, Anne and Graham, they've come together as a family, you know, kind of like the Brady Bunch, they've come together with their own kids to form this one family now, and this has happened.
And you said they were living in a tent at the moment because they've lost everything due to this fire.
Yes. And we've had some wonderful people in the Burdekin help, and they're still needing a lot of help, you know, with donations, or I know they're needing beds. They're needing three beds for the boys, and they don't even have a kettle, an iron, you know,
right,
mattresses, things like that. But, they're struggling.
They'll need some practical stuff as well, won't they, Paula, in terms of I know that Anne lost her mobile phone in the fire. There's no telly for the kids to watch. They don't have toys to play with even.
Yeah, when the boys and the girls, you know, they were crying and they were seeing their house on fire, they were saying how their toys and their things were being burnt, you know, which broke my heart. But I did say to them, you know, you can replace those, but you can't replace your kids, you know?
Yeah.
But it was horrible. I'll never get that out of my, you know, mind of the looks on their faces. And I want to try as best I can to help this family and these children.
So the way we can support you, Paula, is there a way that we can all just donate these things? What we might do is later today we'll have it up on our website, radiozinc.com.au. And we'll have your number there so people can give you a call, and if they have any of items that we've mentioned, we're going to make sure that we send them their way, because we think you're doing a marvellous thing for this family, and it's generous people like you, the compassion that comes from you, is how we're going to get these guys back on their feet.
Yeah, no, look, I can't thank you enough for Zinc Radio Station. You've been absolutely wonderful, and I really do thank you for ringing me so much to get this story on air.
Not a problem, Paula. I mean, it's down to people like you. You're a wonderful neighbour, very caring person. So it's the least we could do.